Hey there, everybody. It is March the 23rd, 2011, and you are listening to This Show Is So Gay. I'm Ken. As always, you can get in touch with us by going to thisshowissogay.com or dropping us an email at thisshowissogay@aol.com. But we have no time to dawdle. There's no time to dawdle. We have two incredible, incredible guests tonight. So let's kick off with the first one. First guest, are you there?
I am.
That's a good thing. Let me introduce you. Ben Schatz is a Harvard-trained civil rights lawyer, former director of the National Gay and Lesbian Medical Association, and one-time presidential advisor on HIV issues. He created the first National AIDS Legal Project and authored President Clinton's HIV policy during the 1992 presidential campaign. And then in 1993, he became an original member of the Kinsey Six, America's favorite dragapella beauty shop quartet. They've performed all over the world, including off-Broadway shows, an extended run in Vegas, two feature films, albums and albums and albums, appearances all over the world. They've reaped in awards. They have a diverse and devoted following, including yours truly. Ben, welcome to This Show Is So Gay.
Thank you. What a great introduction. I'd like to meet that guy.
Seems like a really nice guy.
Well, seems like he's kind of full of himself, if you ask me.
Well, those are exactly the kind of people we like having on the show, so that works out just fine.
Excellent.
So, Ben, as the story goes, as legend would have it, you and some friends went to a Bette Midler concert circa 1993, perhaps in drag, thinking you would be joined by tons of other folks in drag, and then what happened?
Well, there were actually eight of us who went, three women, five guys, four of the guys dressed up in Andrew's sister's drag, the three women dressed up in mustaches.
Nice.
And we thought, you know, Bette Midler, San Francisco, New Year's Eve, it'll be filled with drag queens, but we were the only drag queens there.
Yay!
And we got all this applause, and a woman came up to us and asked us if we would sing at a party she was having. We said, we don't sing, but thank you. And on the way home, inspired by Bette's fabulousness, we started singing in the street, and we sounded really good.
Look at that.
So we walked back to my place, and we stayed up till 3 in the morning singing, and we decided that night to form a drag a cappella group.
Look at that.
It never occurred to us. It's sort of like the chocolate and peanut butter thing. And we were all musically trained, although we didn't know that at that point. And so, yeah, the group was formed purely by accident. If she hadn't asked, we might not have sung.
What were those first Kinsey Six shows like?
Well, the first thing was a street corner performance where we were thrilled that we drew a crowd of a few hundred. And collected, I believe, $37 in cash, which we just couldn't believe that people gave us $37.
Nice.
We were thrilled. And then I think the next performance was, like, the first officially paid performance was several months later at a youth hostel. And then they brought us back after that, and then we started doing clubs in San Francisco, and then we started traveling, and then we thought, hey, you know, maybe we could make a living doing this.
And you have. And so if someone said, Ben, what is the absolute Kinsey Six highlight for you? What was just that one shining moment? What would you say?
Oh, undoubtedly this radio interview.
You're the best guest ever, Ben.
I know. I am, aren't I?
So we have a lot of drag queens on the show, and certainly with the advent of RuPaul's Drag Race, it's certainly come up a lot. What do you think is the state of drag today?
Disheveled.
Okay.
I don't know crap about the state of drag. I barely know what state I'm in myself. So, you know, I think drag is... It is many, many things. It's like saying, what is the state of a cappella? A cappella is different things. There's 100 different styles of a cappella. There's 100 different styles of drag.
There you go. Awesome. Now, I have been, as I said, a Kinsey Six devotee for many, many years, and I feel comfortable saying, yeah, the Kinsey Six, I would say they push some boundaries. Do you have that sense that the Kinsey Six pushes some boundaries?
Oh, that's the goal. I mean, we want to make people just uncomfortable enough that they don't run screaming.
Nice.
You know, we like to take people for sort of an unpredictable ride.
Okay.
So it kind of varies with the audience how far we're willing to go. But yeah, we're not doing this to be safe and easy entertainment. We like to challenge people. We like to challenge ourselves, and so that's what makes it interesting.
Has there been a moment when you all were sitting down, coming up with different ideas, where someone threw something out and you all said, "Okay, we just can't go that far"?
Oh, many, 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 many times. I mean, we are constantly. I mean, people who see the show will often come to say, "Oh my God, you'll go anywhere," and they have no idea all the places we actually have refused to go.
Any good examples?
No. If we decided not to go there, I sure as hell I'm not going to tell you about where we didn't go.
Now, how would you, Ben, describe Rachel Kinsey?
Rachel is kind of like an exorcism for me.
Okay.
She's a combination of an exorcism of everything I don't want to be, and everything I secretly want to be, all mixed up together. So she's kind of like all the most desperate, scary qualities that I might have in my own personality, but she manages to get applauded for it.
Nice.
and she's charming about it, and she's delightful, and she's someone I so would not want to be trapped in an elevator with.
No. What do you think would happen?
Someone would die.
We're not sure which one. We'll just leave that up to all the listeners' imagination. And now you have some exciting gigs coming up, do you not?
We'll find out if they're exciting. I'm excited about them. We'll see what the audience thinks. Yeah, we're doing a bunch of touring. We're doing, you know, it's the standard tour. You know, it's well worn by Dragapella performers over the centuries, the standard New York, Maine, New Jersey, Vermont, Utah, Washington State, and Oregon tour.
Nice.
It's the common circuit. So that's our next tour. Then I think actually we're in the middle of signing a contract today for something 3 weeks from today in Connecticut, and then a couple of gigs in Colorado. So we get all over the place.
That's awesome. Now, is Rachel Kinsey available to speak on this interview?
I think I could summon her up.
Will you summon her up? We would love to speak with her.
Okay, let me get her.
Okay, thank you. We'll wait.
Yep.
Hi, Rachel.
What do you want?
How are you?
I'm fantastic. I'm very talented. How are you?
I'm pretty darn good. I'm so excited to speak with you. Now, Rachel,
Thank you.
I have a number of questions for you. Are you ready?
We'll find out.
Okay. Now, Rachel, how would you describe Ben?
He's very attractive, and you should have sex with him.
Okay. That is so noted. And we'll give out that contact information a little bit later. Now, Rachel, if you had to perform somewhere, Rachel, and the venue said, "Look, we only do family shows here," how would you approach that gig?
Oh, with an erection.
There you go. And there, that's just in time for our family. The show is so gay. Now, in your bio, Rachel, it says, and I quote from your bio, "Rachel wishes to extend her love and gratitude to anyone who will have sex with her."
Yes. And when I say anyone, it really doesn't have to be human.
Okay, good.
A primate with a pulse. A pulse is a plus. A primate is a plus.
I was nervous that you were ruling some people out. I was nervous. Now, Rachel, what is your favorite Kinsey?
I did pick Gaddafi out of bed.
You did? Okay. So that's Gaddafi is off the table.
Well, he was on the floor, as a matter of fact, but that's another story entirely.
Now, Rachel, if I said, Rachel, what is the Kinsey 6 tune that just most embodies Rachel Kinsey, what would you say?
Oh.
Ooh.
That's a tough one.
That's a tough one.
I'm very fond of our parody of Mein Lieber Herr from Cabaret called My Beaver Hair.
Nice.
I think it is an expression of self-love.
I don't have that one tonight. I gotta play that.
I practice self-love several times a day.
Okay. I don't know what to do.
I'm doing it right now, as a matter of fact.
Okay, well, this is great. We're going to be playing. I have to tell you, my favorite tune, Rachel, is Cruise People Uglier Than You.
Oh, I love that song. I love it so much, I wrote it.
I know, that's a good one. All right, well, so this is what I did, Rachel. There's actually a
Why didn't you tell me that that was the right answer? I would have told that to you, and then you could have played it, and it would have been like a perfect introduction.
That's my right answer. You have a totally different right answer. Our right answers make the world go round. It's all good.
Okay.
No, so this is what I did. There's actually a website, Rachel, where you can go on this site and it tells you the best newlywed game show questions. And so what I thought, if you're willing, I could ask you a couple of these questions, because a little later on in the show, we're going to have Trixie Kinsey on the show. And I thought
So are you guys, you're asking Rachel the question about Trixie?
I am. Well, a couple of them are about you.
Excellent.
A couple of them are about you, and so we'll see if Trixie gets those right, and a couple of them are about Trixie. And these are from a website that they say these are the best newlywed show game show questions. Are you ready?
Well, the answer would be in the butt, Bob.
Let's see if we can make that work for the various questions. That's awesome. So the first couple are about you. And I swear to you, I pulled these from the website. I did not alter them in any way. This is a multiple choice one, Rachel. Rachel, what tool are you most handy with? And your answer, I swear, and your answers are hammer, screwdriver, tape measure, or drill.
Oh, my. A screwdriver, if you have enough screwdrivers, you know, you can get a good drill.
There you go.
But I would say Trixie won't guess that. Trixie will guess drill.
Okay, I'm going to put drill. All right, here we go. Another Rachel question.
But you tell her that she should know that if she plies people with screwdrivers, they will drill her whenever she
wants. Let her know that. Oh, my mom's going to love this episode. Okay, question number two about Rachel. When Rachel is faced with a roadblock in life, she tends to, and here are your answers, push through it, go around it, or turn around and go the other way.
Oh, the answer is a big push through it.
Okay.
Trixie will totally get that one. Yeah.
Okay, good. One more Rachel question, and then we move on to the Trixie questions.
Okay.
If Rachel were stranded on an island, what's the one thing that she could not live without? It's not a multiple choice.
Oxygen.
Fantastic. That's a great one. Okay, so now we have a couple questions about Trixie. I swear to you, I pulled these from the website. If you took Trixie to an amusement park, what ride would she never get on?
I'd say the 16-year-old attendant.
Okay, question number two about Trixie. What did Trixie wear on her first date?
Nothing.
Okay. And then the last one, and this is my favorite one, because it's just this random. What would Trixie say is her favorite kind of potato? Here are your answers. Mashed, baked, or fried?
I think she would not go for fried.
Okay.
Slimming.
Okay.
So mashed or baked. I think there's a lot more creative uses for a baked potato than mashed potatoes. So I'm thinking that Trixie's likely to go for a baked potato, probably two or three all at the same time.
Nice. If you guys, I'm just letting you know, no pressure on Trixie, and don't give her any of the answers if you talk to her. If Trixie gets even two of these right, you guys will win the prize. I will send you This Show Is So Gay t-shirts.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. This is a big... Two shirts. You both will win. You're both winners.
Oh, my goodness.
This is a big night.
But now you're requiring me to be honest.
Yes.
And giving me a disincentive to do so.
Yeah.
That is very unwise.
That was a very Harvard-trained civil rights lawyer of you right there.
Well, you know, it comes out occasionally.
Well, that's great. So now you have to tell...
It's kind of like the baked potatoes from Trixie.
Man, it's going to be a treat. Now, Rachel, where can our listeners go to learn more about all the cool things that the Kinsey Six are doing?
Well, I would suggest they go to the Kinsey Six website.
Nice.
Coincidentally, is kinsey6.com. Now, you might not have heard me the first time. That's Kinsey6.com.
Fantastic.
Which sounds very much like Kinsey6.com, which is, in fact, our website. We also have, like, 60 videos on YouTube on the Kinsey6 channel.
That's it. Now, what's the next video coming up?
Beats the hell out of me.
Okay.
I haven't written it yet.
Oh, that's a great song, though.
Although I was just working on something today.
What's the theme?
I'm not going to tell you because I haven't even shared it with the other girls.
Okay.
And about half the stuff that I write, they wisely reject. The other half, they foolishly accept.
Now, I will tell you the one song that I was able to play for my mother, and I have to tell you, it's slim pickings. The one song that I was able to play for my mother that she enjoyed immensely, Don't Rain in My Buffet.
Oh, yes.
She liked that one.
Makes me hungry just to think about it.
Doesn't it? It's a good one. That's a good one. All right, well, we are going to play, what are we going to play? We're going to play Fetish for everybody. And Rachel, and you'll tell Ben this too, what an absolute treat having you on the show.
Thank you. Thank you. It's been a pleasure for me as well.
Oh, fantastic. All right. Well, tell all the other girls I said hi. I need you to be honest. Don't give Trixie the answers. This is a big game show night.
You know what? In fact, I'm not even going to tell her about the Newlywed Games.
Okay. Okay, fantastic.
Yeah, I think it'll ruin the fun.
Okay, great. Well, Rachel, an absolute treat having you on the show. You keep singing. I can't wait to see you guys again soon.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All the best and safe travels.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bell, 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 bell.
Cherish is the word I use to describe you. All the feeling that I have hiding here for you inside. You don't know how many times I wish that I had told you. You don't know how many times I wish that I could hold you. You don't know how many times I wish that I could mold you into someone more. Cherish me as much as I cherish you. Nevish is a word that more than applies to my sad and lonely heart now that I have realized that you are not going to let me sniff your doctor's shoals, that you are not going to let me lick your heels and soles, that I am not going to be allowed to share your shoes and socks and desks and necks I cherish as much as I do.
Oh, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you want me.
That have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. Oh, I could say I need you, but then I'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys who say they love you. With all the rest of their lives, where all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, but never loved your thighs. Thighs. Fetish is the word that I use to describe. All the feeling that I have of your feet deep inside. How many times I tried to lick your toes? You don't know how I long to stick them in my nose. You don't know how many times I tried to take them all between your digits that I cherish as much as I do. And I do relish you. Fetish is the word.
That was the Kinsey6 singing Fetish. That's a fun song. That's a fun song. So Rachel Kinsey, she was just on the show. Trixie Kinsey will be on the show in a little bit. But first, some news for all of you. A lot of gay news this week. Do you watch The American Idol? I have not watched it in years. I have not watched it since the David Cook, David Archuleta days. And that was like one of the only seasons I watched. But responding to a lawsuit, an attorney for American Idol says they may have told contestant Ian Bernardo to gay it up, but it was only stage direction. So it's not bad, apparently. Idol attorney Mark Goldberg wrote in court papers that telling Bernardo to gay it up is an act of acceptance and encouragement. This is Bernardo's third suit against Idol. In addition to accusing producers of telling him to act more stereotypically gay, the 30-year-old says producers directed gay slurs at him, including fag and homo. Bernardo also says an Idol employee told him that he would, well, he says that they said they would shove the mic somewhere on his anatomy. The attorney says those slurs were never made, so we'll keep tabs on whether or not American Idol is homophobic. Allegedly, they perhaps are. Some California news for you. We always have California updates, although these California updates on Prop 8 are just such lack of updates that they barely qualify as news, but they're still news stories, so we still kind of have to talk about them. So I'm reporting to you that nothing is different, and that's significant, apparently. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco has denied a motion to lift the stay on same-sex marriages in California, pending an appeal of the federal decision that reversed Prop 8, the state's 2008 voters-approved marriage equality ban. You know what Prop 8 is. The federal appeals court gave no reason for their denial. They don't have to give a reason. Prop 8 opponents were hoping that same-sex marriages would be allowed while the appeal is decided. Currently, the Ninth Circuit is trying to figure out if the appeal even has standing. So all this different stuff, but essentially, it's just going to stay in place right now, the ban, until they figure out the appeal. And there was a quote from the American Foundation for Equal Rights. They said this quote, "Several weeks ago, we filed a motion with the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit, asking the court to lift its stay and allow California's gay and lesbian couples to marry. We felt then, as we do now, that it is decidedly unjust and unreasonable to expect California's gay and lesbian couples to put their lives on hold and suffer daily discrimination as second-class citizens while their U.S. District Court victory comes to its final conclusion. It is un-American to deprive gay and lesbian couples of their fundamental constitutional right to marry." There you go. So we will keep tabs on that. But unfortunately, that was a lack of action that becomes a news story because we were hoping that something would have happened, but it didn't. Yet again, a school has sent a student home for their pro-gay t-shirt. It has happened yet again. A Louisiana middle school student sent home by the principal for wearing a pro-equality t-shirt is now receiving support from the American Civil Liberties Union. A TV station reported on the developments. This is at DeSoto Parish Middle School, where Principal Keith Simmons sent Dawn Henderson home after she refused to change a t-shirt that said, quote, "Some kids are gay, that's okay. Some kids are gay, that's okay." Marjorie Essman, who is the executive director of the ACLU of Louisiana, said in a letter to the principal that sending Henderson home constituted a violation of the student's First Amendment rights. I would say so. The school officials claimed the t-shirt was disruptive. That's disruptive. But no incidents were reported. But it's not important that nothing happened. We just want to generally say it was disruptive. That's a Ken quote. That's not a school quote. Just want to put that out there. Marjorie Essman further said, quote, "Sending Dawn home for wearing a shirt with the word gay on it not only trampled her right to freedom of expression, but also sent a destructive message to all students that there is something wrong with being gay or even saying the word gay. A school is the best place to encourage young people to share opinions," end quote. We agree. We hear this show is so gay. We agree. So that's kind of a bummer. I mean, it's a freaking t-shirt, and it says some kids are gay, that's okay. It doesn't say, hey, everybody, if you're not gay, you should be. It just says some kids are gay and that's okay. And by the way, it is okay that some kids are gay. It's not even just okay. It's fantastic. It's fabulous. I think it's wonderful. I wonder what would she have been sent home if it said some kids are gay. That's just incredible. We love that. Even just for saying it's okay. She got sent home. Over in the great state of Indiana, a state I have. Have you ever been to Indiana? I've never been there. Drop us an email if you are listening in Indiana. This show is so gay at AOL.com. We'd love to hear from you. Although, I'm not sure that this is exactly where you want to be living. We just keep reporting on these developments and it keeps moving forward. They are spending time and energy. The Indiana Senate Judiciary Committee voted today, this morning, to advance a proposed constitutional amendment that would ban marriage equality and civil unions, because this is an issue that the Indiana Senate Judiciary Committee apparently has time for. Senators approved the measure by a vote of 7-3 after rejecting an amendment to spare civil unions. The measure now heads to the full Senate for a vote. This is a quote from the local newspaper. The Senate Judiciary Committee struck down an amendment that would have limited the ban only to same-sex marriage, leaving the door open for Indiana to legalize civil unions in the future. But they didn't do that. They rejected the amendment to spare civil unions, and now those are up for being banned as well. The measure, which passed the Republican-controlled House last month, it's also expected to pass the Republican-led Senate. Should that happen, the proposal would need to pass again in 2013 or 2014 before heading to the ballot for voters' consideration. So if you were in any way worried that we weren't going to drag this out for years, the time and energy and, dare I say, money to ban marriages and civil unions, you will not be disappointed, because we are going to drag this out for years and years. This is apparently what folks have time for. All right, one more story for you. I'll do one more story. Are you an app person? I've never downloaded an app before. It's not like I don't know what they are, but I've never downloaded an app before. Apple appears to have pulled, though. There's one app you can't download anymore. I'm so sorry that you can't do this. Apple appears to have pulled the anti-gay Exodus International iPhone app from the Apple Store, although the company has not yet released a statement on the move. Change.org, home of a petition against the app started by Truth Wins Out, great organization, reported on the apparent change yesterday. They said, quote, Apple has been under fire for more than a week now for carrying a gay cure app on its platform from Exodus International. But if you try to access the controversial app this evening, this is a message you'll get. The item you've requested is not currently available in the U.S. store. I hope, by the way, that means that it's not available in any international stores either, because we don't want that available anywhere. According to Change.org, the president of Exodus International, Alan Chambers, tweeted that their Gay Cure app was removed from the Apple Store. The petition against the app garnered more than 145,000 supporters, and that's just increasing daily. Visitors are encouraged to continue to sign the petition. So continue to sign the petition. Go to change.org if you are interested. We, of course, here at The Show Is So Gay, cannot tell you what to do. That would be against FCC regulations. But you should go to change.org and sign the petition. I'm just saying. That's just my opinion. Visitors are encouraged to continue to sign the petition because Apple has not released an official statement. So what we want, folks, is for Apple to come out and say, hey, this is bad, and we're not going to carry it anymore. So there you go. And here is the aforementioned song that Rachel and I talked about, one of my favorite Kinsey Six songs. Enjoy this little ditty called Cruise People, Uglier Than You.
When my mama was cooking, I stood there eyeing her knish, her knish. The world is such a big pond, I said. How can I be a big fish?
Be a big fish.
How can you hope to compete with so many more lovely than you? Then she sat for a chat, then she spat, kicked the cat,
meow!
And here's what dear Mumsy said to do.
Sad to do, to do. Cruise people uglier than you. Cruise people uglier than you.
They will be so grateful when you look their way that they will buy you lots of drinks and you should never ever pay.
So cruise people uglier than you.
It's really healthy for your self-esteem. You may feel like a dodo when you're cruising Quasimodo, but to him you're a perfect wet dream. Oh, thank you for giving my mother the clap. Anyway, speaking of which, she used to say also,
Screw people less experienced than you. Screw people less experienced than you.
They'll never know how truly bad you are in bed if you use teeth when you give head or simply lie there like you're dead. So
screw people less experienced than you.
For once in your life, you won't be the worst. So if you've got the urge, simply find yourself a virgin. They won't know how bad you are when you're first.
I have one thing to add, she said, before you run amok, amok. The clever, lovely duckling dates the stupid, ugly duck.
Duck, goose, ooh.
Just look at your father, half-wit, homely schmuck. He always feels so lucky when I say that we can kissed.
So, you should
marry someone stupider than you. Marry someone stupider than you.
When they're dumb, they always give you deference. You're always right when they are dense, cause they don't know you make no sense. So
marry someone stupider than you.
It may be your one chance to feel smart. Though your kids are adults, you'll find that they don't know. So never mind that.
Marrying right is an art, not always pretty. Marrying right is an art.
Hey, are you single?
Marrying right is an art. Ba-dum.
Just such a wholesome tune. It's got all of these great messages in it, and you can learn so much there from Cruise People Uglier Than You. Is that not correct, second guest?
That is correct. Cruise People Uglier Than You by the fabulous Kinsey Sims.
Aren't they great? Let me introduce you.
I love them.
That's good. I like when people in the group...
I'm a big fan of that group. You know, I hear they're pretty amazing.
I heard they're okay.
Yeah, especially that pretty Asian one. I mean, my God, who wouldn't fall in love with such a beautiful face? And the voice. Oh, the voice.
The voice. It's the voice of a generation.
Indeed.
Indeed.
Which generation, for sure.
In 2004, the Kinsey Six were joined by actor, singer, designer... This is Jeff on our show. He's responsible for Trixie Kinsey's Inordinate Glamour and Soaring Countertenor, as well as the entire group's Hot Couture. We're thrilled to host him on the airways. Jeff, welcome to This Show Is So Gay.
Thank you so much, Ken. It's such a pleasure to be here. Hi, everyone, on This Show Is So Gay.
Oh, they all say hi back. Gosh, so we had Ben on, and then we had Rachel Kinsey on, so it's a big night for us.
Oh, fun. I'm so excited.
It's so exciting. All right, so we have so many questions for you, Jeff. And then hopefully you'll be able to, if Trixie's anywhere nearby, we would love to speak to her a little bit later, too. So put that in your mind. Let me
make sure that her oxygen chamber is on. She's sleeping right now, and I have to make sure that she can wake up from it, because it takes a while to get out of there.
There's
so much plastic surgery, it just takes a lot of effort to get her out.
Start the process.
Okay, I'm starting the process. Here we go.
Jeff, how did the Kinsey Six fall into your lap?
The Kinsey Six fell into my lap. I was doing a lot of shows up in San Francisco.
Nice.
And I'm an actor, and I did a show called When Pigs Fly at the New Conservatory Theater. And it was a lot of fun. I had a fun role in it. And apparently, Irwin Keller and Chris Dilley of the group came to see the show, and they really enjoyed the performance.
Nice.
And on top of that, they were told, no one knew that I was in the show, and no one knew that that they were going to see the show, but somehow, people who had seen the show said that you have to see this person, to them, and they miraculously, for some reason, saw it. And I was just busy doing the show, and they asked me, after seeing me, to audition for them. And I have to say, it was one of the most fun auditions.
Oh, yeah?
If you ever get the chance to audition for the Kinsey Six, do it. Just do it, because the group is a lot of fun. They make you do silly games, and on top of that, they make you sing.
So they asked me if I had sung a cappella, and I'd done a cappella my whole life.
Oh.
I've been singing since I was a wee babe in my churches, and then I was singing an a cappella in high school and in college. And I actually, when I was at in school at UC Berkeley, I was part of a group called the University of California Men's Octet. And my group, which I directed, won the National Competition of Collegiate Acapella.
Wow.
At Carnegie Hall, and we won first place.
Look at you. So
I had a lot of fun with acapella, and when I graduated, I never thought I'd go back to it. I was doing a lot of acting and theater and musical theater and different kinds of singing, but I hadn't gone back to actual acapella until they asked me to audition, and at the audition, when we were singing a cappella, it all came back to me, and it was all just a wonderful synthesis of experiences and fun, and we had a great time. And after much seeing and hawing, they finally asked me to join, and I said yes.
You said yes.
Yes.
Now, what?
How did I say no to this?
You've been doing this for a nice solid seven, 8 years now. What has the experience? How would you even describe to someone the experience of being in the Kinsey Six?
Oh, my gosh. It's so varied, so incredible. Well, the different kinds of incredible are just so magnificent.
Yeah.
We've been all around the world. We've toured so many of the states. I have to say, if I never joined the Kinsey Six, I wouldn't have seen as much of America as I would.
Love that.
Especially the stuff in between California and the East Coast. It's just, it was never really on my radar. And here we are, this group, this dragapella foursome, traveling in such places as Salt Lake City and Idaho, Kansas, all these places that I never thought that a dragapella quartet would ever go to.
Yeah.
Much less me.
That
is great. And here we are, singing up a storm and having so much fun with all these people, and they're loving us back, and it's just been really amazing. We've had great experiences here in the U.S. We've been to Sydney, we've been to the Baltic, we've been to on many cruises. It's just been a really wonderful thing. And I have to add, on top of the amazing experience we've had with our audiences, I have to give it up to Erwin and Ben, the original creators of this group, for making a fabulous, fabulous culture of work.
Love it.
Because on top of the fun that we have, we are also good business people. And those are two smart cookies,
yeah.
I gotta say.
Oh, yeah.
Two smart cookies. It's really amazing working with these guys. And I feel privileged to work with them. It's amazing.
And I would think that it would be helpful to, at some performances, have legal counsel there.
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed. Especially if there are cops swarming the building, making sure that we don't get terrorized by people who aren't into our kind of humor.
Now, I have to ask. So Ben talked a little bit about some of his favorite experiences. Have there been any moments, because I would imagine that some people have come to a Kinsey Six concert and perhaps not known exactly what it was that they were going to, and perhaps expressed some surprise.
Yes, yes, that's true. There was the Salina River, Smoky River Music Festival.
Okay.
It was, it's in Salina, Kansas, and it was really controversial when they had announced that we were participating in the Smoky Hill River Music Festival, that the community, some members of the community weren't appreciative of the fact that a dragapella quartet was going to show up.
Oh.
So there was letters to the editor of the local newspaper. They had to call cops to make sure that everything was in order. And we were a little afraid, I have to admit.
I would be.
All this controversy might be a little dangerous for us.
A little bit.
It turned out it wasn't dangerous at all, at least as far as we know.
Okay.
They must have taken care of it. But I have to say, it was one of the most exciting experiences I've ever had with the group, because the people did not know what to expect. And when we came out there and sang our first song, already, standing ovation. It was phenomenal.
And
after every song, it was wild, wild applause. Acceptance, cheering. People loved that we were there. We were the most unexpected musical performers at that festival. But I have to say that the audiences really, really enjoyed us in a way that I would say is very different from a San Francisco audience or a New York audience, which is used to this kind of stuff.
Right.
In Salina, Kansas, it's a different world out there. But when we're there and they love us, it's like I don't know, like drinking water in the desert after 40 days.
Yeah.
I'm not drinking it.
And now you get to say for the rest of your life, you get to say, hey, remember that time when we played at the Salina, Kansas Music Festival?
Oh, it will always be in my memory.
Look at that.
I have such fond memories of that experience. I really do. And I think the others will agree with me that it was one of our greatest appearances.
Fantastic.
And I think that the people there, too, will have to say that, too. I hope to come back. It was really fun. It was great.
That's awesome.
And I have to say also that going into communities where our kind of entertainment is not in the norm is really important, because there are progressive people all around the country who don't get exposed to our material.
Exactly.
To not only expose them to our material, but to be in a situation where we're kind of mainstreamed.
Yeah.
It's really wonderful.
That's hugely important.
In a festival that had a lot of local acts, and it wasn't a special, like, here's the drag queen festival. It was really the local festival.
Right.
And to have been a part of that is really a privilege, and it's very special for us.
We talk about that a lot on the show, just that there are all these parts of the country. It's one thing if we're talking about, oh, let's throw a gay comedian into the comedy night, but that there are so many different parts of the country that don't have the cabaret scene and don't have the drag scene, and that's a huge part of the gay community and is an outlet for so many different folks. And so the fact that you're out there giving people an opportunity to access it is so unbelievably vital to the whole community. So that's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
Oh, yeah, I agree. I love the fact that we do this, that we don't just stay in the major gay metropolitan
great.
Areas of the country.
Nice.
That we can go there, and that people want us there.
That's great.
That's incredible. That's incredible to me. Ago, I would have thought this was unthinkable, but here we are doing it.
Here we are.
Here we are. We have a long way to go, but my goodness, we've come a long way also.
Indeed. Indeed. Now, Jeff, how would you describe Trixie Kinsey?
Trixie is the glamour puss of a group. She loves attention. She loves money. She loves being loved.
There you go.
She adores the fact that she's beautiful and that her beauty attracts mates. She wants people to always, always adore her, and she loves the fact that she has three incredibly talented backup singers
to help her out. Fantastic. Now, we would love to speak with Trixie. Is she available?
Yeah, hang on. Let me see if she's available.
Okay.
All right?
Fantastic.
Hello out there! I'm just waking from my slumber. Oh, am I beautiful? Let me look in the mirror. I am beautiful, and my voice is beautiful, so you can hear
yes.
the beauty in my tone.
Trixie Kinsey, welcome to this show. It's okay, you even sound beautiful.
Oh, thank you. You know, my slave boy, Jeff, really helps me keep up my appearances. One can't do this alone.
No.
Jeff is just so eager to help me out and just works like a dog. Isn't that right, Jeff?
Yes.
Oh, I just love it.
Well, that actually brings us to our first question. Trixie, Jeff just described you. Trixie, how would you describe Jeff?
Oh, my goodness. Jeff is the hardest worker in my universe. I have to say, he is my greatest supporter. He is my number one fan.
Nice.
He is who you turn to when you want to speak with me, because he will let me know if you are worthy of my presence.
Fantastic.
But I have to say, if you've got the money, baby, just come to me directly. I'd love to chat. I'm always available for marriages with men, women, and corporations.
Fantastic.
I adore all of that.
Now, Rachel actually expressed that she's open to other species.
Oh, she actually admits that in public? Shit on her! I mean, I'm open to all kinds of sexualities and genders, but she opens it up to species. That's progressivism for you.
It was a real moment.
To her, but I don't know about that. Sometimes she even goes there with icebergs and mountain peaks. I don't know how she does it. Anything that occurs to her, she'll do it. But me, no, I prefer human DNA.
Okay.
It's my favorite thing to have.
Fantastic.
And I have to add, if you've got money.
Now, Trixie, before we get to our game, because we have a whole game to play, is there a...
We have a game?
Oh, there's a whole game.
Oh.
It's very exciting. There are prizes, too. You don't even know. Just wait. Is there a particular Kinsey Six ditty that really encapsulates Trixie Kinsey?
Oh, yes. Yes, there is.
Tell us.
You know, I have this incredible, incredible issue with my beauty.
Yes.
That I consult with my guru.
Okay.
JC.
Yes.
Yes. JC has been my guru for many, many years.
Okay.
He has been the guru for many, many people, for thousands, for millennia.
Oh, yes.
And I do talk of JC spiritually because JC is just so wonderful. And I'm not talking of Jesus Christ.
Oh, you're not.
I'm talking of Jenny Craig.
Of course you are.
Of course. I love my muse, Jenny Craig, and I have a song dedicated just to her.
Yes.
It is Jenny Craig, Feel My Sorrow, and you can hear it on my record, Oy Vey in the Manger, recorded with my backup singers, the Kinsey Six. Yes, it's my operatic ode to my muse, Jenny Craig.
Oh, man. I've played certain parts of Oy Vey in a Manger, just a few little snippets for my mom. I could only do a few snippets,
oh.
Trixie. She enjoyed I Had a Little Facial. She enjoyed that one, but that's about all I played. She said, I love Feliz Navidad. Is there anything there about that? I said, no, there's not. There's nothing about Feliz Navidad.
You must play for your listeners the Feliz Navidad version that we do.
It's a family show, Trixie.
Yes, I have to say.
Oh, boy.
Say, when you're brave enough, play it for your mom.
Yeah.
She'll appreciate it.
I can pretty much put money that is never going to happen, Trixie, but there you go. All right, so we have a game. Are you ready for our game?
Oh, let's play. Yes,
okay,
yes, let's
so play. This is what I did, Trixie. I went, there's actually a website that tells you some of the best newlywed game show questions. And what I have done is I have asked Rachel Kinsey some questions, a couple about her and a couple about you. And what we decided, Rachel and I, is that if you get two questions right, Trixie and Rachel Kinsey will win This Show Is So Gay t-shirts. I know.
Oh my goodness, a prize. I love a prize.
I know. This
so
is
fun. I can't wait.
Okay, this is very exciting. All right, so the first couple questions are about Rachel, okay?
All right.
All right, so the first one is a multiple choice. And this
multiple
is
multiple choice.
Multiple choice. So, what tool is I swear to you, I pulled this from the website. What tool is Rachel most handy with? And here are your choices. Hammer, hammer, screwdriver, tape measure, or drill. What tool is Rachel most handy with?
Let me choose drill.
That is the correct answer. That is correct. That was good. But she wanted to make it clear to you that with enough screwdrivers, you can handle any tool. So she just wanted to put that out there to you. Okay, so you have one correct. Oh my gosh, I got to get these t-shirts out there.
I'm already one more there. One more, and I got myself a t-shirt.
So many. I'm telling you, this is exciting. All right, so this is another multiple choice question about Rachel.
Another multiple choice.
When Rachel is faced with a roadblock in life, does she tend to A, push through it, B, go around it, or C, turn around and go the other way?
Oh, she pushes through.
Yes, she does. Oh, you already won the t-shirts. Okay, we're going to keep going. This is so exciting. There's more. There's more. Okay, we have a couple more. One last question. Well, this is the last one about Rachel, and then we'll talk about you. If Rachel were stranded on an island, what is the one – this is not a multiple choice. What is the one thing that Rachel could not live without on an island?
On an island, what can she not live without?
Yes.
Herself.
The correct answer, according to Rachel, was oxygen. It was oxygen. I know.
Oh, darn.
That's okay. You already won. But here, now we're going to do the Trixie questions. Here we go.
These are questions that she's already answered, and I have to guess her answer?
Yes. So these are questions that she answered about you. Okay.
About me.
About you. I swear, I promise, I swear on my mother, who's never heard the Feliz Navidad song, that I pulled these from the website. And this is not a multiple choice. If you took Trixie to an amusement park, which ride would she never get on? If you took Trixie to an amusement park, which ride would she never get on?
The merry-go-round.
The correct answer, according to Rachel, was the 16-year-old attendant.
What does she mean, never? It's legal in some states. I would do that completely.
All right, here we go. Next Trixie question. What did you wear on your first date?
Nothing.
That is the correct answer. I'm throwing in a This Show Is So...
She knows me too well.
I'm throwing in a This Show Is So Gay magnet for that one. All right, and last question. And this is so random, but I had to choose it because I don't really get it. This is the last question, and Rachel really thought about this one. It's a multiple choice, oddly. What would you say, Trixie, is your favorite kind of potato? Here are your choices. Mashed.
Yeah, multiple choice.
I know. It's a very odd question. But this was big, I guess, on the Newlywed Show in the 60s and 70s. Your favorite kind of potato, Trixie, A, mashed, B, baked, or C, fried?
My favorite kind of potato.
Yes.
Knowing Rachel, she would try to say all of the above.
She did not. She chose one of them.
She actually chose one.
She did choose one. Mashed, baked, or fried?
Mashed, baked, or fried.
She really thought through this one.
Let's see. She would probably answer for me, knowing that I have a guru named Jenny Craig.
Yes.
Fried.
Oh, she said absolutely you would not pick fried. She actually went there first and said she would never pick fried. She felt that there was more. She felt that there was more you could do creatively with a baked potato. And honestly, Trixie, I didn't press any further on that one.
Well, she is correct. I could be quite creative with a baked potato, but fried, you can't lose with fried goods either.
Oh, well, you did very well. You won.
I did. How many did I get correct?
You got 3 out of 6 correct. You are going to get 2 This Show Is So Gay t-shirts, and you are going to get a This Show Is So Gay magnet.
Oh, thank you so much. This is so amazing. I can't wait to receive it.
And Rachel's going to be, I will let you tell Rachel that you won. She's going to be so excited.
Oh, good. I'm not sharing with her.
I don't want to be in the middle of this. I just don't.
Yes, you do, baby.
Oh, well, I do, but that's a whole different thing. Well, I have to tell you, Trixie, I adore the Kinsey Six. I told Rachel I have been a Kinsey Six devotee for so many years. I think that, look, are you guys entertaining? Of course you are. But you are obviously also talking about the important issues. I love that there was a news story out there, how you had to retire the Don't Ask, Don't Tell song, which is fantastic. So I love you guys. I love when there are new albums. I think you are constantly pushing the envelope, getting people talking, and you, of course, are beautiful.
Oh, thank you, Ken. Thank you. I had such a great time on this show. It's so fun. Now, are you going to come see us when we perform nearby in Vermont?
Well,
We're going to be there.
I know, but unfortunately, Vermont, as it turns out, I mean, you know, I'm from New York City, so I'm still getting to know this whole Vermont thing. As it turns out, Vermont is kind of big, and I'm at the very bottom of the state, and you guys are going up by Burlington in, like, Canada up there.
Yes, we'll be at the University of Vermont in Burlington at the Ira Allen Chapel. If you can come, if you can somehow make it there, we would love to have you.
I
would be so fabulous if you can come.
I would love to be had by you.
And remember, when you're coming, always, always come inside. It's so much fun. Just love, love, love.
Well, give everybody the website, just so we have the website.
I will. We're at www.kinseysix.com, and Kinseysix is spelled KinseySix.
Love it.
Don't forget that.
Love
and we're going to be, again, nearby in fabulous Burlington, Vermont, at the Ira Allen Chapel, 7 p.m., March 31st. It's going to be so much fun, and we don't want to miss you. You don't want to miss us.
No, no. And we're going to play a little Can't Help Loving That Hand to play out our show
can't
for
help
tonight.
Loving that, oh, and when the holidays come up, promise me you will play our version of Feliz Navidad.
Oh, gosh, how I can't make that promise.
Well, try.
I will try.
If you can't do it, direct people to our YouTube site, youtube.com/Kinsey6, and we'll play it for you.
It's not that I'm not about family love. I'm also about not getting sued by the FCC. I just want to put that out there.
Well, we have no worry about that. So direct them to our YouTube site, and they can see where all the fun and controversy is all about.
They have lawyers right there in the group. They can handle it. Trixie.
Yes, we do. We're Trixie, baby.
Trixie, an absolute pleasure having you on this show. Travel safely. Keep on singing.
Thank you. Yes, thank you. Will do. I'm going to go back to my oxygen chamber and catch up on some beauty sleep.
Please tell Jeff we love him tremendously.
Oh, I will. And he's going to go ahead and fluff my pillow. Fluff it. And I'm going to go to bed. Thank you again, Ken. This was so much fun.
Thank you, Trixie. All the best.
All right. Bye-bye.
Good night. And that was Trixie Kinsey. Oh, man. Are they a treat or are they? They are a treat. The correct answer, Rachel and Trixie Kinsey, they are a treat. Equally a treat, Trampolina Kinsey and Winnie Kinsey. But we didn't have them on. We'll have them on a whole nother show. So that's the Kinsey Six. Stroll on over to Kinsey Six. And that is, as Trixie said, SICKS.com. They're hilarious. They are hilarious. They have a rendition of I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston called I Will Always Love Booze. It is one of the funniest things you have ever heard. That's a shout out to my friend Keith, who I played it for him in a bar in New York City, and he lost it. So shout out to Keith right there at the end of our show. It's fantastic. There's other news out there, but we don't have time to cover it because we're already at the end. We're at the end of our time together. So we have an amazing guest next week, Kenyon Farrow, who hasn't been on the show for years. We haven't talked to him in a couple of years. So Kenyon Farrow, writer, activist, is going to be on the show next week. As always, stroll on over to thisshowissogay.com to learn all about the show and listen to past shows and to subscribe on iTunes so that you can hear shows like this every single week. As always, drop us an email. We love your emails. thisshowissogay@aol.com. Every single email, of course, gets answered. So drop us an email. And finally, stroll on over to the Facebook, type in This Show Is So Gay, like us, because we sure as heck like you. Get out there, folks. Go do some amazing things. As always, use your voice. Go check out the Kinsey Six. And above all else, remember, why be gay when you can be so gay?
I ain't got a hymn, but I got a fly. Don't know if I'll find me a man before I die. Can't help loving that hand.